Hi guys, Lee here from FPL Family, and as the title suggests, the unthinkable might be about to happen. I might be selling Mo Salah. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be selling Mo Salah this week. I bought him, obviously had him at the start of the season, had him game week one, had him game week two, and a lot of that thinking and having him in my squad for game week one was obviously with a bit of a fear, a bit of a look towards game week two. And actually, can we say that's a victory for Salah captaincy, captainers over Haaland captaining every two? I guess we can. I captain Salah, so I'm going to call it a victory, right? He's pretty much the only person that did anything for me in my FPL team, except for the legend that is Purvis Estupinan. What an unbelievable start to the season he and Brighton have had. That's a whole other podcast about how well they're doing, but the speed and the transition in the counter is absolutely unreal. They are killing teams, and I'd say two games into the season, guys, but listen, they are looking so, so good. But anyway, Mo Salah was in my team, bought him in mostly because the plan was to captain him game week two. Now, coming up over the next few fixtures, Liverpool have got Newcastle, then Aston Villa, a couple of difficult fixtures, which actually I thought we weren't going to have Alexis McAllister for. Now, obviously, the red card's been overturned, so we are going to have him. That's a good thing. That makes me selling Salah a little bit more difficult, I have to say. I think without McAllister, who I think's fit in brilliantly, by the way, without McAllister, it would have been difficult. Would have been even more difficult to hold Salah. But even with Mac there, still think that I'm going to be selling Mo. Game week two was the captaincy. Difficult couple of games now. It's not to say that I will never go back to Mo. Game week eight, game week nine, I think the fixtures for Liverpool look particularly good for a few weeks. So if I'm thinking of wildcarding about that sort of time, which I probably will, then there's a chance that I go back to Mo. He is the most secure route into that Liverpool attack, no doubt about it. However, we are starting to see a bit of consistency now with Luis Diaz seemingly locking down that left-hand side and Jota seemingly locking down the spot up front with Gakpo behind. So that seems to be the favoured front four. A lot of the pre-season excitement I had about Darwin Nunez, certainly early on in pre-season, I certainly cooled towards the end of pre-season and didn't have him in my game week one team because of me cooling like that. Klopp just doesn't seem to like him, right? Doesn't do enough hard work, doesn't press. When you compare the way that he presses to Jota, it's just night and day. Jota's absolutely ridiculously good at it and runs and runs and runs like an absolute nutter for 90 plus minutes, which is exactly what Klopp wants from that position. Luis Diaz does a pretty good job of it as well and seems to get in behind on that left-hand side quite well in a very Mane-esque way. And we saw that in game week one, didn't we, against Salah, against Chelsea with the Salah assist. But thinking of selling Mo, mainly because I'd like a bit more depth in my squad going over into the next few weeks. I think as European football starts to kick on, I think I do want to sell Mo. Now, there's a bit of rhetoric about him losing penalties because of the fluff he made last game week. And we've got obviously decent penalty takers in that squad. McAllister took him for Brighton. I think Dom Szoboszlai was pretty good for them at his previous club as well. So, listen, we're not short of penalty takers. I would be surprised if Salah gets taken off of pens, to be honest. Being the senior, one of the senior guys in the team now, he's part of the leadership team along with Virgil and Trent, etc. So, guys, I would be surprised if Liverpool got a penalty this weekend if Salah didn't take it. I'd be surprised. But nevertheless, still considering selling simply because some of the options we have in midfield I think are so, so good. I watched the highlights or rewatched the highlights of the Man City-Newcastle game again, and I know City won 1-0, but what an unbelievably good performance from City in general. But Phil Foden was out of this world, guys. Seven chances created in that game as well. So a bit, actually, if you had him in FPL, well played, because it's a nice differential for you. But I think you can genuinely feel a little bit unlucky you didn't get more from Foden in that game, because he was unreal. And with City's fixtures coming up next, the next 4, 5, 6 weeks for City look so, so good. So downgrading Mo to Foden, at the moment, doesn't feel too much of a downgrade. I know I'm going to be buying another ticket to the Pep roulette. I get it. But listen, after that performance, I don't see how Pep can not play Phil Foden in the middle as he did against Newcastle. He sort of has to, right? And even with the imminent arrival, I think Doku's coming in, isn't he? Probably going to play. He's a more wide player. So I don't necessarily see him taking any of Foden's minutes from the middle of the park. So Salah to Foden is on my mind. Obviously, that gives me a ton of money to play with, and it would enable me to do some really nice things, like I could upgrade my 4.5 burner slot up front to Jackson. I've certainly considered that. all go to Alvarez as well, who's in a similar price bracket. I think slightly cheaper, but similar price bracket to Jackson. So if I wanted to go double with Foden and Alvarez, in fact, it would be treble with Haaland as well, although Haaland's a bit of a moot point, isn't he? But it would effectively mean treble City attack. Or go for Jackson for this nice run of fixtures. Certainly looks like they would be the options if I was going to go anywhere. I don't feel like I want to change any more of my midfield. I'm not really buying into the selling Rashford or Bruno ahead of the Nottingham Forest fixture. I think it's just too good a fixture to waste a transfer on. Do you know what I mean? I think you're asking for trouble if you sell one of them ahead of Nottingham Forest at home. Particularly Bruno, been unlucky not to return. Highest XGI in the league. Certainly from a Delta perspective, XGI Delta, because hasn't had any returns yet. A very good XGI. Missed a sitter against Spurs, didn't he? That header was an absolute sitter. So returns imminent, I hope, for Bruno as a Bruno owner. And even Rashford's underlying stats haven't been that bad. And there's a narrative around him being better on the left-hand side, of course. And, you know, when Hoyland comes in, that might happen. But right now, I think selling either of them ahead of Forest at home is just asking for trouble. Game week 4 and 5, more difficult fixtures. A blank against Forest at home. And yes, okay, let's have the conversation. But, you know, it seems bonkers to sell either of them this week. And then I've obviously got the Arsenal players whose fixtures are pretty good. They're in good form, not selling Saka. Who else is on my midfield? Diaby, potentially. But listen, of all the 6.5s, and there are a lot of really good 6.5 options, there is a bit of me that wants to bring in Mbeumo and Mitoma for sure in that price bracket, Rover Diaby. But he got the goal in game week 1, hit the inside of the post, very unlucky in game week 2 not to get anything in the four goals that Villa scored. So, and his underlying stats were good. He did everything except get FPL points, didn't he, in game week 2. So I'm gonna hold fire with him and stick with him rather than a kind of sideways move in that bracket to Mbeumo or Mitoma. Although if you are in the same position as me, I would understand it because both Mbeumo and Mitoma are obviously great picks right now. But if I look at my defence, that's where I'm probably going to invest some of the Salah money that's going to burn a hole in my pocket. I've currently got Gabriel. I have to say, I'm of the opinion that he's probably going to play against Fulham. Tomiyasu obviously suspended. You've got Timber injured. Zinchenko coming back fit. And I think if Zinchenko is fit and gets the start, then he will be the one to invert from that side, freeing up a bit of space for Gabriel to play in the middle and potentially Ben White out right and not Thomas Partey. So I think he's got more chance of playing now Zinchenko's fit. So probably not going to swap him. Estupinan's got some difficult fixtures coming up. And then I've got Ben Chilwell, who I think is a bit of a lock in my team. I'm sort of playing sort of left wing forward, wasn't he, in the last couple of weeks? Ridiculously forward, his heat maps and touch maps, Chilwell. I think he's a bit of a must-have in FPL, isn't he? It looks like Chelsea's the key attacking threat, which makes it even more confusing as to why Pochettino bought him off in game week 2. But nevertheless, so there we are. So there's my defence. And I've got Kabore and I've got Baldock as well. So given that Estupinan's fixtures get a little bit more difficult and we've got Brighton's European adventure starting soon, given that I've got still a bit of an uncertainty over Gabriel, Chilwell's there a lock. Baldock seems to be injured, might not be so bad, might just be 1 week out, but either way, still a bit of a four. It's just a 4.0 option for me. And then same with Kabore. I'm wondering whether I upgrade Baldock to either a City defender, and my preference, I think, would be Diaz. Seems to be most nailed and obviously would have a bit of threat from set pieces. So I don't mind Gardevoir either if you want to go with him a bit cheaper, because you know, going to spend a lot of money on a defender like that, pretty much going to play. Walker seems to be the one that's bombing forward potentially with the attacking potential, although I don't trust Pep not to rest him at some stage over the next few weeks. So if I was going to upgrade Baldock, it would be to Ruben Diaz. Of course, could go to a Chelsea defender. Could bring in Trent if I wanted to, because I've got that much money sitting in the bank from the Salah to Foden move that I can pretty much do with what I want with it. But that's probably what I'm going to do. Salah, I think, is going to get sold this week. And I'm going to add a bit more certainty to my defence, given that Estupinan's fixtures look difficult, given that there's still a question mark over Gabriel, and my other two defenders are just 4.0. So I'm going to strengthen my back line with that Salah money. As much as I would like to dive in on Jackson or Alvarez, just think I need to do the right thing for my team, which is probably to bring in a Man City defender. All right, guys, good luck in game week 3, and we'll see you on Sunday at 8:30. Cheers.